Welcome to the XYZ Experiment podcast. Today it's Fiona and Dash, and we're going to be talking about a new podcast that Dash has been putting out, because next week on the 16th of September is Dementia Action Week. And Dash now has a podcast that's going to be coming out called Is This Dementia? Dash, tell us the story of how this came about.
Thanks, Fiona. So this podcast came about, and I know our listeners who have followed our podcast, the XYZ Experiment podcast, will know that I talk about our research a lot. And one of the research projects that I'm involved in is with the Centre of Research Excellence in Enhanced Dementia Diagnosis. And as part of that big program of work, we interviewed 37 people across Australia who had gone through a dementia diagnosis journey. So that might have been themselves as a patient. It could have been they were a spouse or a partner or a child, adult child, or friend or sibling. And we asked them all these questions, and it was really interesting because we were asking them about the process of getting that diagnosis and what tests were performed. That was what we were most interested in. And what we heard was the amount of confusion that there was. And they kept telling us it's such a confusing process. The pathway to getting a dementia diagnosis is really not clear. If you're worried about dementia, we're not sure what you're meant to actually do about that. You know, what are the things that you need to look for? Who do you go to for help? What does that process look like? And then we heard a lot of people tell us about all of the different tests that specialists do and how confusing they were. And so we thought, well, as part of our Centre of Research Excellence in Enhanced Dementia Diagnosis, we have a whole team of investigators, which is just an academic way of saying that they joined our grant and they're helping us with our project. But they are specialists in dementia. And so we thought, for this podcast, let's put to them the questions that we'd heard from patients and their caregivers and really ask them, how do they answer that question? Is this dementia in their clinical worlds? And what tests do they do? But also to try and understand all the different specialists that are involved in dementia.
Because from what I understand is you can get a diagnosis from different types of specialists.
Yeah, and I don't think I was even across that as much. I always knew, just as a person living in community, that if I was ever worried about my health, you go to see your GP. And GPs can actually diagnose dementia. They can do screening tests. And so we interviewed a lovely GP, Professor Dimity Pond, who talked about that process. But then they can refer you on to a specialist. And there are so many different types of specialists who are involved or who can be involved in the dementia diagnosis process, which I don't think is really obvious to the general public. And so often when we think about it, we think, oh, maybe a geriatrician. And I only learned recently that geriatrician, the term geriatrician, is actually more used in Australia, whereas in the UK they call that team like the care of the elderly.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Anyway, that was just something new I learned. But geriatricians are often the people who care for older people, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. And so in our podcast, we have the privilege of talking to two geriatricians, a rural geriatrician, Associate Professor Mark Yates, and then also a metropolitan geriatrician, Associate Professor Michael Woodward. And they both talk about the fact that they tend to see patients who are referred to them from a GP, but they're generally older, and they also work in the aged care setting. So they might be looking at people living in residential aged care and in the hospital setting. Like when you're an older person and you get admitted to hospital, you might also see a geriatrician, and there might be some tests that are done through that process in terms of follow-up. But you have a whole range of other doctors. So neurologists, there are neurologists that specialise in the diagnosis of dementia. They tend to see younger people.
Yeah, I would think that dementia is not just for the elderly.
No.
Yeah.
And so in particular, a neurologist might see someone who is younger, might see someone who might have a more complex neurological kind of presentation, and they may not know what it is, and so they might need to rule out quite a few different elements. You can see a neuropsychiatrist to get a diagnosis of dementia. So we interviewed Professor Amy Brodman, who is a neurologist, and she's a cognitive neurologist, and she spoke very much about, you know, her process of diagnosing dementia and her patient group. And then we also spoke to Associate Professor Samantha Loy, and she works predominantly in the space of young onset dementia. So she can see patients as young as 40, for example.
Wow, that's young.
Yeah. That's young, right?
Yeah.
And so as someone who is a neuropsychiatrist, she has that nexus of neurology and psychiatry, and the patients that come to her, because they have young onset dementia, it's not abnormal for someone presenting with young onset dementia to be presenting with kind of mental health kind of manifestations of dementia. And so they need to look at that and understand that. And then that might be a sign that they have young onset dementia.
How many episodes have you got?
Seven.
Seven episodes?
Yeah.
And who is this for? Like, who should be listening to this podcast?
Well, one of the things that I was also very struck by from both interviewing our patients and their loved ones and their caregivers, and also interviewing all of these specialists, including also, I should say, my husband Scott is the first episode as a neuroscientist to just set the scene. And then we've also got Associate Professor Yan Ying Lim, who is a neuropsychologist, a clinical psychologist, sorry, and a researcher, and tells us a lot about the cognitive tests. But everyone has been touched by dementia. Mm. Everyone knows someone who has dementia. And I think as we get older, we sometimes ask questions of our own memory and our own thinking and our own function. We might be thinking about that for our family members. And so this podcast is very much for anyone who might need information or just be curious about, yeah, well, what actually happens and what's the process? And hopefully it helps raise a bit of awareness around that.
Yeah. And what are some of the key messages coming through in the podcast when you're speaking to your guests?
So our guests were very generous with their time, actually, and really helped to unpack a lot of the complexity. So I think one of the biggest things which they communicated really well is that back in the day, often also when they first started training or, you know, even before that, people just thought dementia was part of aging. Yep. And now it's very, very clear it's a disease.
Okay.
So, which is a good thing. Yep. And Scott talks about this in his podcast, that if it is a disease, then we can intervene or we can do something to stop the disease. Yes, we still need to do research to work that out.
Yeah.
But if it's a disease, it's an abnormal process and they can do research to understand what that abnormal process is. So they all talked about how dementia is a disease. They all talked about how dementia can present in many different forms. And I think that's the other thing. It's very easy as a non-specialist, because I'm not a doctor, and just for all of us to think, oh, dementia is just memory loss. And it's forgetfulness. So, oh, I forget my keys. That means I might have dementia. And all of them communicated it's not that level of memory loss. It's memory that impacts on function.
Yeah.
But it's also problems with thinking, it's problems with language, it's problems with processing speed. And it was really interesting. So Samantha Loy's episode, she says sometimes people come because they're having marriage difficulties, because someone has changed in their behavior or their thinking, and they come and it turns out actually that person has dementia.
Yeah.
And it can be an incredible relief, because it's like, oh, this isn't the person, this is the disease. And I now can work through that. They're still my loved one. And that was the other clear message. Dementia can be scary. And I think people will often be like, oh, it's going to rob me of my identity. It's going to take away who I am as a person. And yes, that does eventually happen as it gets more advanced, as it does happen in many other diseases, to be honest. But in the early stages, a lot of people can live well with dementia. You can live and have choice and agency, and there are things you can do to support your well-being even after you have a diagnosis of dementia. And so all of them talked about things like diet, things like exercise, keep moving, get rid of those risk factors, like, yeah, stop smoking, stop drinking too much, get your blood pressure under control. And I just, you know, I think about Dimity Pond talks about this in her episode. So she's the GP. In your 40s, go get your blood pressure checked. that's stuff that we can start getting on top of now. You know, thinking about your weight and all of those types of things, they're risk factors that might increase your risk of dementia. But dementia, again, is a disease. If you're going to get it, you're going to get it. But you can potentially prevent getting it, push it back later, reduce the impact of it, and after that diagnosis also do these things to help you live better. And they all talked about that.
So after talking to all these specialists, do you think early diagnosis is important?
It's actually interesting because all of the specialists, particularly the geriatricians, they don't talk about it in the context of early diagnosis. They talk about it as timely diagnosis.
Okay.
And I find that because people use the terms interchangeably, and so was I. So it was a learning for me to stop saying early diagnosis because they said it's a disease when it impacts on function. Right. Mm-hmm. And so if we are diagnosing people, and it's a philosophical moral debate that's going to be happening because we now have innovations in blood tests where we might be able to do a blood test and the person is totally healthy. So Yan Ying Lin talks about this in her episode. Person's totally healthy. We do a blood test, but they have the pathology of dementia in their brain.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't actually necessarily mean in their lifetime they're going to get it.
Okay.
So do we then diagnose them?
Yes.
Maybe not, because while they might have the pathology, they don't have the functional impairment of dementia.
Yeah.
So they're not living with a disease state.
Yes.
But timely diagnosis is very important. The earlier, I shouldn't say the earlier, the as soon as you start to see symptoms of dementia, and again, it's not just memory loss, it might be changes in behavior, changes in function, changes in processing language, you know, word finding might become an issue. There's a whole host of symptoms that actually sit under this umbrella of dementia. Getting that addressed early, like when you're worried about it, go see your GP, you know, start to get on top of it. The quicker you can do that, the quicker you can get onto some of the things that will help you live longer and better with dementia.
And also probably your family and friends to teach them around it as well.
Yes.
Yeah, because that's really important that the people around you learn about why you're different and how to help you and the compassion around that, which we've talked before in another episode about how compassion is massive in this.
Yeah, and I think that's the thing is understanding, okay, it's a disease, it's not the person.
Yeah.
And we're very good at doing that for so many other conditions.
Mm.
And there's so much we can do to help the person when they're struggling with some of the symptoms of the disease.
Yeah.
And the more we become equipped with understanding, oh, that's the disease, this might mean that they're in pain, or this might mean that they're feeling confused right now. Mm. Their aggression might be coming from a place of confusion.
Yeah.
What do I need to do to help them in that space? And so it was actually very positive and uplifting because all of them spoke about hope and the fact that they wanted the diagnosis pathway to be better, but that you can live well with dementia and that there are things that we can be doing as a society to create that compassion, to create that community, because it is absolutely a public health triumph that we're living older. Absolutely a public health triumph. But it does mean the biggest risk factor for the disease of dementia is age. We're going to see more and more people living with dementia. So how do we create a society where they can live in their homes, amongst their family and friends for longer? I think is a really important thing for us to be considering.
Does dementia need more research and funding? 100%. Is it getting enough? Yeah.
I think, so Scott talks about this in his episode, that it was probably about 10 years ago that there was a big injection of funding into dementia when they found out, when they really started to appreciate this as a disease. It's not a normal part of aging. And so that then led to better diagnostics. It led to now a whole pipeline of treatments that are coming through, which, you know, that's going to be in a really exciting space to watch for. But what we need now better funding for is how do we care well for dementia, people living with dementia in our communities, and we don't necessarily have the support. set up for that. So Dimity spoke about it. So the GP spoke about it. The geriatrician spoke about it. The neurologist spoke about it. Like everyone was talking about we need dementia navigators. So in cancer, we have cancer care nurses. We have people who are there to support someone through that cancer journey. That doesn't exist for dementia. We don't have systems of follow-up for people living with dementia that are funded by the government. We don't have ways that we can kind of keep that community momentum going around someone, because if we want someone to live at home for longer, and I know there's a new Aged Care Act, that actually takes quite a lot of money to support that person to live at home before they go into residential aged care.
Is there anything else you want to tell us about the podcast and what to expect?
So the podcast, this is only season one. Season two, we're seeking ideas, but we do want to talk to more people who are living with dementia and their caregivers. But we thought it was really important to help people understand the diagnosis journey, because that was the big question that everyone had. So that's the thing to expect. There's a lot that we talk about the different tests and why those tests are important and what they tell the doctor about what is happening in your brain. And so I think that's a really important one to kind of keep an ear out for when you're listening to the podcast, is what are all the cognitive tests doing and what do they mean? And what are the MRIs showing and what do they tell the doctor? And what is an FDG PET versus an amyloid PET and what does that tell the doctor? And the excitement around some of these new blood tests and the hope that that means that people, no matter where your postcode is, can get a diagnosis of Alzheimer's disease at this stage. There hopefully will be more blood tests that can diagnose other forms of dementia. But there's a lot happening in this space, but it can be frustrating when you're getting test after test after test and not knowing what they are for and how long you have to sometimes wait for them. So that's the other thing I would say. If we can get more money to get more of the test stuff sorted so you don't have to wait 6 months for an MRI, that would be helpful.
Make a big difference.
Would
I
make
imagine.
a big difference.
Yeah.
Yeah. So have a listen. It's a little crossover episode for you. You know, I'm just thinking of everyone who has someone who they might be worried about. If you're worried about your memory or thinking or function yourself, or if you're currently got someone in your life who has dementia, I think it's a really helpful podcast to answer some of those questions.
Dash, thank you for the work you're doing in this area. It's really important. And just a reminder, the podcast is called Is This Dementia? And we'll put links in all of our social media so people can have a listen to it.
Amazing. Thank you. Hi, everyone. It's Dash. Thanks for taking the time to listen to the XYZ Experiment podcast. And don't forget to leave a rating and a review. If you've enjoyed our show and like what you're hearing, tell all your friends and family and hit that subscribe button. If you want to hear our updates and know when episodes drop, follow us on Instagram at the XYZ Experiment for all the latest updates and news. And our original music was composed and performed by the amazing Luke Champion.